I'm joined once again by Chris Stephen from Tripoli. Chris, we were just talking about Zidane's arrest, and as soon as we put the phone down, news of his release came through. Any more details?
Yes, well, no sooner had everyone realised he'd been arrested than he was released. The head of the SSC, which is the government's gendarmerie, has said that some former rebels went to the house or the place of detention where he was, demanded he was released, and he's been handed over. Now, the Prime Minister is now apparently in the home of a former rebel in eastern Tripoli, being looked after, and he's doing well. The mystery is still very unclear who this place. The claim is that it was an organized crime task force from eastern Tripoli, which seems to be out of government control. Even the head of the unit says that he doesn't really control the guys who run the unit. But the big question, of course, is whoever these people were, they had the authority to go into the Corinthian Hotel, to tell the police to leave, and then to escort the Prime Minister away. So obviously they're quite well-connected people.
And the fact that they released him so quickly, does that suggest it was just a gesture, a kind of show of strength?
It's basically in the anarchy of Libya at the moment. I mean, one group of rebels occupied the Prime Minister's office Monday, demanding back pay, and these occupations of his office are a regular occurrence, and that's why he lives in the Corinthia, which is regarded by foreigners as a sort of green zone. And I think a lot of foreigners will be very alarmed that one unit can just march into the hotel like that and seize who they want, with the police standing aside and allowing it to happen.
Okay, Chris, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Okay, cheers, bye.